Nothing better than great expectations. Because the wonderful thing about God is that no matter how high your expectation, He exceeds it. You can't set it high enough to top Him. And that's the precious thing about God. So when His Spirit and presence is touching us, and we've come with expectation, I want the church to come to perfection. I want to be part of that number. I want Him to do in me what He wants. I want Him to unite us and believers all over the world so that we find that fellowship divine that only His Spirit provides. Because when you're not comfortable with people, it's hard to have great fellowship. You know, that's true. You don't want to go to your girlfriend's house the very first time to ask her dad to let it marry your daughter and have them have spaghetti. Because it's very difficult to keep your face clean or your shirt clean. Am I right? It's way better to eat watermelon by yourself than in front of other people. Unless, of course, you cut into little balls. That's great. But if somebody hands you a slice of watermelon... So what God wants is for you and me to forget everything that's going on around us and focus on Him. Because you didn't really have anything to do with all the people that are coming here. God did, yes? And so you're thankful that everybody's here, but your mind is on Him. And if somebody here needs something, we want the Spirit of the Lord to provide it. And we want to have that prayer that touches heaven. Because we don't want anybody to leave here without the Lord expressing Himself to them victoriously. Yes? Yes. So, I trust everybody had a great Thanksgiving. I love a holiday that gives thanks to God. And to have a nation formed out of helpless people. Because this nation was formed with helpless people. When you think about how many people died in the colonies. I mean, they came, they died. They came, they died. They came, they died. Who's filling the ships up? Right. Yeah. Is the message not getting back to Europe? Yeah. These people over here are dying. This is a hostile land. This is like landing on the moon because this is the only place you can serve God without an aristocracy establishing what it is that you serve God according to. And these people were willing to get on a ship and sail the wild seas without any radar or weathermen, knowing what's coming. And you guys, I've seen some horrific storms. I've seen some storms just in the newscasts that tell me I wouldn't want to do that. Some of these cruise ships, you know, they tell you you can't show the films if you get in high water. You can't take videos. They'll take your camera away. They'll take your videos away. They take your DVDs away because they know that when people see a wave as high as you see on the oceans, nobody's going to go on a cruise. They never show you that. They don't tell you, how would you like the adventure of your lifetime? How would you like to face a wave so high that this huge ship is covered with water and it'll break the windows on the top, yeah? Come from the front. Now, if that doesn't make you feel like you've had an adventure, I don't know what would. They'll take your film away. So, that's in the small print. When you agree to go on a cruise, they always show you absolutely perfectly still water, right? Yep, they do. Yeah, they don't show you anything that you could possibly run into like the hurricanes. So what God does is He shows you and me that there's a safe place in Him because He knows how to get you and me through all this stuff that goes on. And I want to lean on everlasting arms. You want to lean on everlasting arms. And I want to trust in Him. Because He really is that tranquility. He really knows how to get you through this stuff and get you out safely. So, we've come here to worship God. Father, we thank You for what You're doing in us. Father, we thank You for Your Spirit and presence drawing us together. God, in the world we see a tumultuous time, but in You we see that tranquility. God, around us we see a battle raging for the hearts of people. God, we pray that You would stir us up. God, that You would bring from us a message God, that would bring tranquility to those who hear it, that would bring closure to people that need a divine closure in their life. God, we seek your will for every person in this place. We dedicate every life to you. God, there's a battle that's raging over every soul. And God, what we pray is that you would triumph in all of our lives. And God, that you would accomplish in us that which you've ordained to accomplish. God, we pray it in your name. You're the mighty God. And Lord, we ask you to be glorified in this service tonight. You lead us. God, if you'd have us to just stop and pray. God, what we want is your perfect will. God, we want to touch you. We believe these times are difficult times. We believe that these nations in which we have been fellowshipping, God, are in need right now of a divine intervention. God, this country, God, Central American countries, African countries, European nations, God, are in need of your direction, in need of your protection. And God, what we pray is that you would raise up the church to do what it would do. God, we have a religious onslaught coming to destroy. Lord, that has bent an entire ideology around death and destruction, meaning to kill, meaning to maim, hating Christians, despising Christianity, despising the Jewish people. And God, we can't ignore this threat that is growing right now. But we believe your church is strengthened, Lord, to go through this hour victorious. God, we believe that you can bring these people from Islam to you. God, we believe that you can bend their knee, God, in surrender to you. And God, we pray that. We pray that your dominion would have dominion over this mind, this religion. God, we pray it in your righteous name, that you would be glorified. God, is only you can be glorified. Jesus, we ask it in your righteous name, Holy Lamb of God. God, we praise your great name. Lord, you be exalted. God, you be magnified. God, you be praised. Jesus, Holy Lamb of God, worthy art thou, Lamb of God. Magnificent Jesus. God, in the burdens that are happening even now, God, you are the answer. And Jesus, what we pray is that you would strengthen every resolve, every heart, every mind in this place with your comfort and presence. Jesus, you have indeed sent us this other comforter. And we glorify your name, Jesus. God, we magnify you and exalt you, Jesus. You be praised. And what were you going to say was, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Okay. I don't know, it's been a long time. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Praise the Lord, come on, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Praise the Lord, I said, hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. And Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word in faith is my sword and shield. And Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel.
Do that
praise
again.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
I don't care
Lord,
what
don't
the
matter.
Devil's gonna do.
What the devil
the word and faith is my sword.
You've got a rock to stand on.
And Jesus is the Lord of the way
and
I feel.
You tend to come forth triumphant.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. The word and faith is my sword and shield. And Jesus is the Lord of the way I feel. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's going to do. The word and faith is my sword and shield. And Jesus is the Lord of the way.
one more time.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do. See, the word is faith is my sword and shield.
Jesus
is the Lord of the way.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't care what the devil's gonna do.
Central's never busy. See, it's always on the line. I can hear from heaven just about the old time. You see, it's a royal service, free to one and all. And before you get in trouble, telephone to glory. Oh, what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line. Built by God the Father for His loving own.
And I can talk to Jesus.
In my soul, storms and trials cannot disconnect my life, cause it's held in constant keeping by my Father's hand in mine. Telephone to glory, oh, what joy divine. I can feel the current moving on the line, built by God the Father of His loving home.
I can talk to my Jesus on this royal telephone.
Hallelujah. All right, praise God. That was just, those two songs were just kind of bubbling up. We're going to have Karina sing, but you didn't want me to burst back there, not knowing what happened to me, but I don't care what the devil's going to do. Word and faith is my sword and shield. Joseph was living with me when he was a little tyke, probably about Ben's size, and got in the back of the big truck, and he said, my big white truck that I hold the tail, he said, hey, can I ride back here? I said, well, yeah, we weren't going very far. And I shut that door down, and, you know, it gets totally black in the back of that truck. And by the time I opened the front door, I could hear, praise the Lord, hallelujah, I don't care what the devil. And when you're locked in the back of a big truck in the dark, and you don't care what the devil's going to do, you got this thing figured out. Am I right? And so it's just like, wow, that's the God I serve. And there's a praise to Him. And He sang that all the way. Man, I stopped Him, opened up the back. He's still singing in there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's what God does in our life. And those songs carry us through. That sense of belonging to God is an important thing. And we walk through some tough stuff. And the devil's always boasting what he's going to do. I don't care what the devil's going to do. I don't care what's going on in this country. I care about what's going on in the kingdom of God. But I do care about what the church is doing, about the things the church ought to be doing about in darkness. And that is that we should be that light. I want to say what He wants me to say when He wants me to say it. I want to not say something if He tells me not to say it. And so I want to be led by the Spirit of God. I want that direction that God gives me to take me and you through all this time. But I don't mind being with the churches, and that's militant. It wasn't birthed to sit quietly hoping we could garner some favor from a wicked world if we just keep our mouth shut. No. What God intended for me and you to do is stand as a complaint against the things that defile and tear up this earth that God made and blessed and gave to man to have dominion over. And I want the spirit and presence of God to bring us back to that place where the church walks as the church ought to walk. He knows how to get these things done. So, Karina, you're going to come up and play and sing and whatever you'd like to do. And you can stand and sing. Some of this is going to be in other tongues. And as you know, God said that He would speak to us in other tongues. So we're ready for that. And it may be in English, but we want the spirit and presence of God to just move along. So you may be seated or you may be standing. You may jump. You may run. You may get excited and do whatever you want. It will not make Carmen feel bad or her mother, either one. Am I right? Carmen may want to jump up and run around herself. So, all right.
I just want to say thanks to the Lord. I don't even have words. Gracias, Señor. Thank Jesus for my kids. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Padre. Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor. Gracias. Gracias, Padre. I just want to say thank you, God. Lord Almighty. Because the devil wanted to kill my kids. And now I have them here. Praise you, Lord Almighty. Gracias, Señor, por tu misericordia. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. You know, long time ago, I decided to kill myself because the devil was telling me that I wasn't worth it for nothing. That I was nothing. He was telling me, you know, those voices came to me and tell me that I was nothing. And I believed those voices. And then I tried to kill myself. The devil always wanted to kill myself, you know. And But now I'm here. And I remember, and I don't know if I don't think my husband knows, but I, one of the nights that Carmen wasn't at home with us, that voice came back again. I didn't know where my daughter was. And the devil came to me that night, and I was thinking about doing the same thing I did before. But it was a battle that night, and I began to pray. And I began to pray very hard. And I said, Lord, don't let me do this. Because I love my kids, and I love the life that you have given me. And I began to pray more and more. And then I asked him, please, if you're going to do something in my daughter so she can come back home, do it fast, please, Lord, do it fast. So he did. He did. He did it. Thank you, Jesus. So I decided to fast, you know, to go on a fasting time for her. And the second Saturday that I was fasting, she texted me and told me that she wanted me to see me, and the Lord answered my prayer that day. And I decided to fast like for 7 Saturdays. But in the second Saturday, the Lord answered my prayer. So she came back home that day. And I thank the Lord for that and for all He has done in my life. We've been through a lot of stuff, but I don't mind, because I love the Lord and I always will love Him. And when the devil comes to you and tell you that you are nothing, don't believe that, because that's a lie. You are saints. You are the children of God. We are the children of God. And He will take care of us. Always. Always. Te damos gracias, Señor. Yo te doy gracias, Señor. I'm happy right now. I'm happy. Because I can see my son in the piano there. The Lord has been doing great things on him too. And when he talks, he's different now. He's different, and the Lord is doing things in him. I really thank the Lord for my kids. Carmen is different too. And that's what we've been praying for. Because we know that we are a family, and we gotta be together doing His will. And I thank everybody here for helping us, you know, pray for my kids. I know you've been doing that. And the love that you have showed them here, I mean, is awesome. I mean, you guys are awesome. Because I know the Lord is in you. And He's the one who does that. His love is all over us. And that's what we need. We need to show everybody that love, you know. thank you for that. Thank you for showing my kids the love of God. And let me tell you, they have seen that in you, in everyone and each of you. And I thank Pastor Ron and Rachel and their kids for the love that you have given them. Thank you. So I'm gonna sing tonight, and I want Isaac just to translate the words that this song says. Can you do that, please? Thank you, Jesus.
It says, I'm here, desperate for you, with a thirsty heart, waiting for you to fill it up. Whenever your glory pours out in this place, all the earth gonna have to praise you. The dead rise, the ill are healed because of your power. We want from you, fill us up with you, Holy Spirit, cover us in you, pour out your glory. We're waiting for you. Come, Holy Spirit, come and fill this place up.
Gracias, Señor. Gracias, Señor, Espíritu Santo. Thank you, Jesus. Desesperada por ti, con un corazón sediento que espera beber de ti. Estoy aquí, desesperado por ti, sí, Señor, con un corazón sediento que espera beber de ti. Cuando tu gloria desciende a un lugar, toda la tierra tiene que adorar. Resucitan los muertos, se sana el enfermo con tu poder. Queremos de ti, llenarnos de ti, Espíritu Santo, envuélvenos en ti, derrama tu gloria, esperamos por ti. Gloria desciende a un lugar, toda la tierra tiene que adorar. Resucitan los muertos, se sana el enfermo con tu poder. Queremos de ti, llenarnos de ti, Espíritu Santo, envuélvenos en ti, derrama tu gloria, esperamos por ti. Ven. dilo. Espíritu Santo, ven, ven, ven. Espíritu Santo, ven, ven, ven. Llena mi vida, Señor. Llena este lugar, Señor. Llena mi vida, Señor. Gracias, Espíritu Santo. Llena, Señor, de este lugar con tu presencia, Señor. Levantamos nuestras manos delante de ti, Señor. Lift up my hands to you, Lord, with all my heart. I lift up my hands to you, Lord. I lift up my heart, and I give you thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Levanto mis manos, aunque no tenga fuerza. Levanto mis manos. Aunque tenga mil problemas, cuando levanto mis manos, comienzo a sentir una unción que me hace cantar. Cuando levanto mis manos, comienzo a sentir el fuego. Cuando levanto mis manos, mis cargas se van. Nuevas fuerzas tú me das. Todo esto es posible. Todo esto es posible. Cuando levanto mis manos, levanto mis manos, aunque no tenga fuerza, levanto mis manos a ti, Señor. Aunque tenga mil problemas, ¿sabe por qué, Señor? Cuando levanto mis manos, comienzo a sentir una unción que me hace cantar. Cuando levanto mis manos, comienzo a sentir el fuego. Cuando levanto mis manos, toda carga se va. En el nombre de Jesús, nuevas fuerzas tú me das. Todo esto es posible. Todo esto es posible.
cuando levanto mis manos. Todo esto es posible, todo esto es posible. Gracias, Señor Jesús. Cuando levanto mis manos, quiero estar en tu presencia,
quiero estar en tu presencia
y poderte contemplar,
y poderte contemplar.
Necesito estar contigo. Necesito adorar. Quiero estar en tu presencia.
I want to be your presence, Lord.
Tu presencia.
Y poderte contemplar.
Y poderte contemplar.
Necesito estar contigo.
Necesito, aleluya, estar contigo.
Yo necesito adorar. Dame de beber de tu manantial. Yo necesito más, dame de beber,
dame de beber
de tu manantial, mi Jesús, dame de beber. Yo necesito. Quiero estar en tu presencia.
Quiero estar en tu presencia.
Y poderte contemplar.
Y poderte contemplar.
Necesito estar contigo.
Necesito estar contigo.
Yo necesito adorar. Dame de beber. Dame de beber de tu manantial,
de tu manantial,
mi Jesús, dame de beber. Yo necesito más,
necesito más,
dame de
de tu manantial,
mi Jesús, dame de beber. Necesito más,
yo necesito más.
Dame de beber, dame de beber. Necesito más. Yo necesito más. Gracias, Jesús. Gracias, Jesús. Gracias, Señor.
That says, give me something to drink. His water. His word. That's what we need. That's what we need. Thank you, Jesus.
¿Cuán grande es él?
Mi corazón entona la canción. ¿Cuán grande es él? Re. Señor mi Dios.
¿Es re? ¿Re? ¿Estás en re?
Al contemplar los cielos, el firmamento y las estrellas mil. Al oír tu voz en los potentes truenos y ver brillar el sol en su cenit, mi corazón entona la canción. Cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Mi corazón entona la canción. Cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Los montes y los valles y ver las bellas flores al pasar, al escuchar el canto de las aves y el murmurar de un claro manantial. Mi corazón entona la canción. Cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Mi corazón entona la canción. Cuán grande es él. Corazón entona la canción. Aleluya. Cuán grande es él. Eres grande, Señor. Cuán grande es él. Mi corazón entona la canción. Cuán grande es él. Mi corazón entona la canción. Cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. Mi corazón entona la canción. Cuán grande es él, cuán grande es él. He's great. Cuán grande es él. Aleluya, Señor. Eres grande, Señor. Aleluya. Aleluya. Eres grande, Señor. Eres grande y eres fiel, Señor. Aleluya. Santo, santo, santo. Santo es tu nombre. Santo. You are holy. Holy, holy, holy. You are worthy, precious Lord. Gracias. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
sin importar de mí.
¿Pero sabes?
Yo la puedo ahorita tocar ahí.
Está en mí, ¿no?
Fa para sí.
¿Es fa sostenido mío? ¿O fa?
No me acuerdo, tengo que ir ahí porque no me acuerdo. Okay, Carmen wants me to sing I Love You God. I don't know if you remember that. Te amo Dios. Te amo Dios y siempre te amaré. Gracias, Señor Jesús. I love you, God. Te amo, Dios. Gracias, Señor. Sin importarte mis pecados, ni lo malo que era yo, diste tu vida por la mía, crucificado en la cruz. Tu sangre derramada, preciosa sangre carmesí, quitó de mí todo pecado, por tu gracia salvo soy. Míralo conmigo, Carmen. Te amo, Dios, y siempre te amaré. Está muy alto. That's too high for me, but it's okay.
Te amo Dios, ayúdame a ser fiel. No tengo yo con qué pagar el sacrificio en la cruz. Te amo Dios, porque me amaste primero a mí.
Mi corazón, Señor amado, se constriñe ante ti. Reconozco tu grandeza y tu fidelidad. Y tu amor es tan inmenso que no se puede comparar. Es más alto que los cielos y más inmenso que el mar.
Te amo Dios y siempre te amaré. Te amo Dios, ayúdame a ser fiel. No tengo yo con qué pagar el sacrificio en la cruz. Te amo Dios porque me amaste primero a mí. Te amo Dios y siempre te amaré. Te amo Dios, ayúdame a ser fiel.
No existirá ni habrá jamás amor perfecto como tú.
Te amo Dios porque me amaste primero a mí.
Gracias,
siempre te amaré.
Siempre te amaré, Señor, con todo mi corazón, Señor.
Te amo, Dios.
Ayúdame a ser fiel.
A ser fiel.
No existirá ni habrá jamás.
No existirá ni habrá jamás amor perfecto como tú.
Te amo, Dios, porque me amaste primero a mí. Yo te amo, Dios, porque me amaste primero a mí. I love you, God, because you love me first. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that blood and that cross. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
They want you to sing more, Mama.
That was too high for me, but it's okay.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus. How about someone else sing a song? Heidi, why don't you come sing something for us? Thank you, God. Carmen probably will sing later. Who does? John. John, my man. Yes, John would. Greg probably would. Sarah probably would. I don't know. Augusta, you got a song to sing? Ah, okay, all right.
Hopefully you guys aren't getting tired of this song, but it's my testimony song. Ron was talking the day before about, you know, the song that you know, everybody applies to you, and this is my song because I went through a really hard time. And I would just sit in my car and I would sing this at the top of my lungs because I was standing on that God's faithful and what he's promised me he's gonna give me. And I still sing this song because what he promised me, he's going to give me.
Yeah.
So, thank you, Jesus.
God is always faithful. He's proven it time and again. God will do what he's promised, no matter the how or the when. Great God Almighty, he is able, and don't be afraid to believe. It's not just some storybook fable. God is always faithful. It's no accident when troubles arise. It's God's providence wrapped in disguise. There's a new testimony about to be heard, a witness that's only proof of his word. God is always faithful. He's proven it time and again. God will do what he's promised, no matter the how or the when. Great God Almighty, he is able, so don't be afraid to believe. It's not just some storybook fable. Across the Red Sea, around Jericho walls, in a hot fiery furnace, he's faithful through all. He's never been early, but he won't show up late. The Father will surely come through if you wait. God is always faithful. He's proven it time and again. God will do what he's promised, no matter the how or the when. Great God Almighty, he is able, so don't be afraid to believe.
It's not just some storybook fable. God is always faithful.
Yeah, we all have promises in God to hang on to. And, you know, this song, actually, it came to me in a season that was really hard, but the Lord gave it to me in reference to a promise that in the grand scheme of things seems very small. And now that He's brought me through trials of faith, I realize, you know, that the depth of what God has promised in His Word transcends so much just the circumstances of this life. And the promises are about Him and us and being together. And He promised that. And He makes good on that promise. And He said that He would seize upon us, bring us into His presence. And that's our inheritance in this life. So it started in lieu of one promise, and it became about me and Him. Yeah, so I'm thankful for it. My heart is fixed. I'm gonna believe You for this. If You weren't gonna bring all this to pass, You wouldn't have given me Your promise. My heart is fixed. I'm gonna believe You, my Jesus. If You weren't gonna bring all this to pass, You wouldn't have given me Your promise. You promised. I look at Your cross, Lord, in the place where they laid You so empty. I see You on high, feel Your life inside. Behold, You have kept every single promise. My heart is fixed. I'm gonna believe You for this. If You weren't gonna bring all this to pass, You wouldn't have given me Your promise. Thank You, Jesus.
We know lots of songs. I'll just pray and see if He wants me to sing.
Sit down for this. certainly humbled to be able to even sing a song to the Lord. And we had a great night last night, and I just played this song last night. And this is kind of a testimony song for me, because, you know, the whole point of a new life in Christ is being free. And, you know, I'm an ex-drug addict, and God freed me from that, and God freed me from the world, and God freed me from my ideology. And I was really blessed, because on Wednesday, I was talking about the truth, and I remember sitting in this place after I'd gotten born again, hearing words I'd never heard before, and I totally forgot a promise. I told the Lord that if He would give me this word, I'd do whatever He wanted, and I haven't done that, and but I sure am thankful that He reminded me. And there is nothing more precious than being free, and said the truth will set you free. So you'll have to bear with me, but this is called Free Life. Free, free. This world and fly. There is more than what we know, a peaceful freedom flow, and it comes from what you've done. You gave your only son, and because you rescued me, I can live a life that's free, free. I am free by your blood, free. Free, I am free by your love. There's a cage of lust and hate. You broke that rusty gate. There are chains of drugs and scorn. These shackles you have torn. There are locks of lies and greed. They're opened by your seed. There's a jail of blasphemy. But you set this captive free, free. I am free by your blood, free, free. I am free by your love. I am free. Jesus gave me life, and now I'm living right. I don't have to suffer sin, because of what He does inside. He is showing me the way. Oh, He is helping me obey. And He's always giving love, so I can happily say that I'm free, free. Free, free. All you people on this earth, you don't know how much you're worth. For the King to come and give all He had for us to live. You just wanna go your way, yet I pray, hear what I say. Lose your life and you will see what it means to be made free,
free. We are free by His blood. Free, free. We are free by His love. Oh, free, free. We are free to be alive. Free, free. We are free with Christ inside. He's made me free. Oh, how I'm free indeed.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I do. Because I want to be starting together. So.
I was singing that song, and now I have everything.
Whenever you're ready, Linda.
Okay, do you want it in A?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had nothing but heartache and trouble. I was seeking for fortune and fame. I had nothing but doubts and confusion. But now I have everything. I have everything I need to make me happy. I have Jesus, and He the way. He has saved me, and He gave me life eternal. And now I have everything. I was making big plans for my future, and I had lived all my lifetime in vain. But then I sought for and received life's true meaning. And now I have everything. I have everything I need to make me happy. I have Jesus, and He is the way. He has saved me, and He gave me life eternal. And now I have everything I need to make me happy. I have Jesus, and He is the way. He has saved me, and He gave me life eternal. And now I have everything.
Linda, I was thinking of another one. Oh, okay. He gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. You gave me time when no one gave me time of day. You looked deep inside while the rest of the world looked away. You smiled at me when there were just frowns everywhere. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. You gave me laughter after I cried all my tears. You heard my dreams while the rest of the world closed its ears. You smiled at me when there were just frowns everywhere. You gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer. That's why I call you Savior. That's why I call you friend. You love me so, you cared for my soul. You helped me find peace within. Oh, that's why I love you so, Jesus. That's why I'll always care. Gave me love when nobody gave me a prayer.
I don't remember the songs. I wanted to start out with, I said I wasn't going to testify, but I couldn't help myself. I couldn't remember those words. I thought, okay, then I'll sing another song that I had sung here before, and I couldn't remember the words to that. So, alas, I believe the Lord wants me to share these few words from Psalm 12, verse 6. And it's something He's been proving in all of us. In me, the last number of years, I've had just real attack, just a real season of trial. Temptations, persecutions, all the things that Paul tells us we will have. But God has shown Himself faithful. And Psalm 12, 6 and 7 says, the words of the Lord are pure words. As silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. So it's all up to Him. Like you said, We've been taught we're the earthen vessel, and the Word of God indwelling us is going to be tried 7 times. It's going to be purified, the Word of God says, in us. And so I find, like with all of you, the Lord's been doing that with me. The last 5 years have been probably the worst spiritually that I thought I would ever experience. And the last 2 have been particularly difficult because it seemed that I had lost my mind through that brain injury that I had suffered. And some days I seemed to be on and at it, and other days it just wasn't happening. And I was in bed most of that time. Then the Lord would give me an unction. I'd get up, come to church, and seem like I was doing okay. But then my mind would just go. And people who used to love to talk to me, when I'd ring, they'd say, "Hey, I got to say hi." They'd say, "Hi, girl. Don't have much time." Because I would talk and just go on. My brain would just lose all sense of what was going on, and I'd just talk. But, whoa, bless God. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord God our Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. I say, great is thy faithfulness, Lord God, my Father. For there is no shadow of turning with thee. Oh, as thou hast been, thou great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. During the winter months, as I would sleep most of the day, awake most of the night, and tormented and tortured, the Lord spoke to me one morning, and he said, "Get up, make your bed, get ready for the day." And just like that, unlike I'd been able to do for many, many months, I got up, did just what he said, and he enabled me. Then, as I continued with that journey of with my mind, one day, I think it was April or May, just the real praise came up in me, and I was in the kitchen just praising the Lord. And it was coming from the Spirit of God all the way, from deep within. And soon after I finished, I believe it was a Tuesday, a friend called me, well, maybe it was a few hours later, and she said, "Hey, how are you doing?" I said, "Well, the Lord is a blessing." You know, that's all I can always say. You know, that's what we can say. And she probed me. I thought, well, why did Vicki call me? She never said anything. She hardly ever calls me. Usually when she does, it's to confirm something or tell me something. And but that day, she had nothing really to say. "Well, I just wanted to chat, see how you're doing," hung up. I thought, unusual for you, checking on me, you know. But anyway, God, he's doing that thing. He is seeding something in her heart, see, but it wasn't ready to tell me yet. So a couple of days went by, and she called back, and she had the rest of what he wanted to say. And she wanted to know if I knew anyone with a red truck. Only one I could think of was that old truck you used to have. And I said, "No, I don't know anyone with a red truck." She said, "You don't?" I said, "No, I know. She says, well, Pastor, that's unusual. I said, what's unusual about that? She says, the Lord gave me a vision. She said, when I called you the other day, I think he wouldn't let me share because it wasn't finished. But today, I believe it's finished. She said, the other day I saw this person, this truck coming down your street. She was up over my house in the vision. And she could see my street. I'm sorry, she didn't see the truck. And she wondered at that. That's why she had called to see what was going on. Now then, Thursday, Friday, she calls. The Lord had given her the rest of the vision. She said, Augusta, this morning I saw, the Lord showed me in a vision, this red truck coming down Maple Street, and he came to your street. She said, I could see your house like I saw it when I called you the other day. But this time he drove into your driveway, and he walked up to your house, got out, walked into your house. She said he looked like maybe a middle-aged man. And she said, as I looked, I saw your screen door was open, wide open. And then I looked, I saw your door was open. He walked right in. And she said, pretty soon he came back out. And she said, he had a bed that seemed like it was on rollers. And she said, he came out with that bed. I never saw you. You weren't on it. He said, but all of a sudden, the bed was gone. I said, oh, that was my sick bed. God took that sickness away.
Hallelujah.
And I went to a meeting a couple weeks later, and someone who didn't know me said, you know that brain injury you had? I've healed that. I say, praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Bless the Lord. And I love the way he started this out. And I felt, as you asked me, I really should say something. Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Precious thing about what God does is he's consistent. And he said what he would do for one, he'd do for everybody. Because you can be assured that when you need a miracle, the devil will tell you that you're not going to get one. Other people did, but sorry, you're just not going to. And it's difficult to have that sense of faith. That's why what Augusta read about God putting his word inside of us and then put us in the fire to purify the word inside of it, it does that. We'd like to have God purify the word in the fire somewhere else. It's like, just, I'd like to watch it turn to pure silver. I'm not so interested in being there when it happens. But the great thing is it purifies the word, and then faith in that word, that strength that comes from believing, because John never used the word faith. John never used the word faith, because he didn't need the word faith. He used the word believe. Faith was something that you just didn't see. It's evidence of things not seen. He saw it. So he had that confidence that comes beyond just having faith. It's like faith is great. That's all right. Yeah, glue it. Stick it. Oh, that's it. Wow. You're an amazing... Wow. The stage crew is astounding here. Thank you, Jesus. God, we praise your great name. So what he tells us is that there's a victory in Jesus. And I like this song because you can't deny that God will meet your needs. And when it looks absolutely impossible is when it's very difficult to believe that he will meet that need. The more impossible it looks, the more it seems to the human nature that this is getting bigger and bigger and way too big. Mm-hmm.
the crowd that day to Jairus' home. And when the doctor shook his head and said, she's gone. You could feel my father's heart break. You could hear them crying more. Their little girl was only 12 years old. And somewhere in the distance, outside against the sun, there came a man with a mission from the throne. They said, look, somebody's coming, but what they did not know was their promise coming down that dusty road. And there's a promise coming down your dusty road. And from his hoary head, he lifted you low. He's got the key to what you need. Step ahead, he will defeat. And there's a promise turns to mocking when Jesus did speak. He said, your daughter's not dead, she's just asleep. And then he turned to the unbeliever and he told them all, go home. They turned and said, leave me and death alone. Then he laid his hand upon the child, he looked death right in the eye. He said, all power in heaven and earth belongs to me. And with a voice that sounds like thunder, he howled at the thunder. And then he said, little girl, let me heal. There's a
praise your name. God, you alone are worthy to be exalted. God, you alone are worthy to be magnified. God, greater is he that is within us than he that is within the world. And God, we lay claim to that victory. God, we take hold of that promise. God, we weren't indwelt by self again. God, we've been indwelt by the power of your presence. You have indwelt us. God, we've invited you to live inside of us. And God, it is through your power that we have victory. Lord, it is our understanding that you came to change the way we think. God, to change our mind. God, to bring us to have a mind like your mind. God, it is that which we claim. It is that victory. It's beyond what men could ever do. But God, it is not beyond what you can do. Bring your church to that fullness of what you'd have us do. God, we pray it in your righteous name. God, we pray it in your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, you're the great I am. Lord, we praise your great and holy name. God, worthy art thou to be praised. Lord, you're alone worthy to be magnified. God, we exalt your great and holy name, Jesus. God, we praise your great and holy name, Jesus. Righteous shepherd. God, you're the great shepherd of the fold. God, you're the host of heaven. God, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you. Jesus. God, we praise your great name. Thank you, Jesus. Do you remember what key we do? Sing you sing. My thank you, Jesus. Yes, that's a glorious song. Now that just kind of started by itself, didn't it? Paid my debt and made me free. Singing, oh, sing of my Redeemer. With his blood he purchased me. On the cross he sealed my pardon. He paid my debt and made me free. My Redeemer, with his blood, hallelujah, he purchased me. On the cross, he sealed my pardon. He paid my debt and made me free. Sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer, with his blood, hallelujah,
he purchased me.
With his precious blood.
On the cross,
he sealed my pardon, and he paid my debt, and made me free. Now the verse says, I will sing of my Redeemer. I will sing of my Redeemer, and his precious love for me. On the cruel cross he suffered, from the curse to set me free. Sing, oh, sing of my Redeemer, with his blood, hallelujah, your precious blood has washed us clean. And on the cross, God, you sealed my pardon, and you paid my debt, and you made me free. Sing, oh, sing
of my Redeemer.
That he does that. He knows how to finish those things that he started in our lives. So someone else got a praise you'd like to sing to God? Or a song you'd like to sing? Lori? You would indeed. This is your, yes? Okay, come. This is your golden opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. All right. This is perfect.
Sometimes I don't have a lot to say, and so I let my songs do the talking for me, but I just want to really praise the Lord for everything that He's done, and He keeps on doing, and He just keeps on doing, and I thank God so much that He just keeps on doing wonderful miracles in our lives and with our families, and I went on a trip and visited my dad, who was a solid atheist, and this year he had a piano in his house, and I played music for him, and he wanted to hear me sing, which is a miracle, because like I sent him a CD before, and he's like, maybe you should just play the piano. You know, well, he didn't want to hear anything about the Lord and God's moving in his life, and what a miracle.
Yes,
so I thank God for that.
Yes.
And I remember being a kid growing up without my dad and just wanting a father, you know, and God became that for me.
Yes.
And ever since I met him, there's nothing that I wanted any more than him, so... That's what this song is about.
Thank you, Jesus.
There is nothing that I want more than you, Jesus. There is nothing that I need more than your love inside of me. There is nothing that I want. There is nothing that I need more than you, Jesus. More than you, Jesus. There is nothing in this world above you or beside you. There is nothing in this life more than your word inside of me. There is nothing that I want. There is nothing that I need more than you, Jesus. More than you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God, we praise your name. Thank you, God. I don't know why about four words to a song come to my mind, and I know there's more to it. Sure there is. So if you remember the song, lip sync for me in advance. All right, I'll be watching for that. The song says, on the days when there ain't no sun and the winter winds have come, when the cold has left you numb, He'll be there for you. And when the voices, when the noises of the night rob the sleep from your eyes, right by your side, He'll be there for you. Because that's when the devil comes to talk to you about all the stuff that isn't working. All the fears. He knows you got fears about things. It's there that he comes to talk to you about the fears. Now, if you can remember the music, play loud, Greg.
Play it like it's a six-string, my man.
On the days when there ain't no sun and the winter winds have come, when the cold has left you numb, He'll be there for you. And when the noises of the night rob the sleep from your eyes, right by your side, He'll be there for you. There'll be times you're feeling strong and skies are blue and clear. There'll be times you need someone to lean on through the year. There'll be times when you just need to know somebody near. Every time you do, He'll be there for you. your road doesn't go anywhere, and you're burdened down with care, when you're down to hopes and prayers, He'll be there for you. And when all is said and done, and the final race is run, all the way to kingdom come, He'll be there for you. There'll be times you're feeling strong, and skies are blue and clear. There'll be times you need someone to lean on through the years. There'll be times when you just need to know somebody's near. And every time you do, He'll be there for you. And every time you do, He'll be there for you. It's the way it works. You can't ask for a better deal than that. He knows how to finish what He started, accomplish in us what He would. So, one more chorus, yeah. You will call upon the Lord. I love that song. Thank you, Jesus. Do you want to come help me sing it? You and Josh? Sure. All right.
Yeah,
we could try that.
You probably remember it better than me. Why don't you do that? Standing all alone, surrounded by the enemy, by those who view the war far off, defeat may seem to be. But with a prayer upon His trembling lips, He lifts a mighty sword, and the enemy is conquered by one soldier of the Lord. One lone soldier, true and faithful, marches to the battle zone. Protected by the grace of God, not in His strength alone. Though outnumbered and encompassed by impossibility, one lone soldier marches onward in glorious victory. He's been forsaken, left to die. Even comrades who once were so close have had to leave him lie. But unseen by friends and enemies, over him an angel kneels, sent by the captain of the host. Soldier's wounds to heal. One lone soldier, true and faithful, marches to the battle zone. Protected by the grace of God, not in His strength alone. Though outnumbered and encompassed by impossibility, one lone soldier marches onward. One lone soldier marches onward. Thank you, God. Lord, you blessed us. That was a good song. You did well with that. Thank you, Jesus.
The night I got the song, the promise, or I first heard it,
yeah. The
promise coming down the road, I was really, really struggling with it. And I was really asking God to give me some promises.
Yeah.
And we had a revival, and I was sitting back in the second back row over here. And I told God, you know, sometimes I ask you things, and I forget. I forget what it is that I ask you for. And then the devil messes me. Well, like, did you ask it this way? Is it ironclad? Is there a loophole? And, you know, that's how the devil runs you around about promises.
Yeah.
And I, so I told him I'm going to number them. Mm-hmm. And I had five things. And I told the Lord exactly those five things. And so, and then when I came up, because, you know, my husband knows a lot about me. And so, you know, I'm not trying to be mean, but it's sometimes it's like, you know, God, yeah. I want you to talk to me.
Right,
I don't want
that's right.
I don't want kindness. I don't want good wishes.
Generosity,
I want
good
you
wishes,
to talk
yeah.
to me, God.
Full talk,
yeah. yeah. And so I want you, and only you know I've numbered these
yeah.
five things.
Yeah.
And I came up and he prayed for me. And he said, number them and add to them because I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to answer them. And I was in my living room and I was really struggling really hard. And I told God, I need something from you. And I turned the TV on. Joy Gardner was singing the promise coming down the dusty road in yeah. Jerusalem. Yeah. In Jerusalem at the Temple Mount. Wow. And I took the promise and I kept it. I'm keeping it. And is the devil trying to steal it from me? Yes, he has.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm not letting go because
yeah,
it's
yeah.
mine. And when I was listening and I was crying in front of that TV, Katie came up beside me and she stuck her hand in mine. And sometimes you just need someone, even if they're little. But you need them to show up and just take their hand in yours and hold it.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to be for each other. That's what
yeah.
God is to us.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
we need it, he takes it in your hand.
Yeah, yeah. Yep, exactly. Yep, exactly. As only God can do. Yes, as only God can. Thank you, Jesus. He accomplishes those things in us. And you know, he works through whole families. And that's the great thing about his word. It's the great thing about his voice. Is that you don't have to know what's going on in somebody. You have to know God. And then he ministers to those needs in your life. And you know he is. And when you know he is, that's what belief is. When you believe God's talking to you, then it matters. That's the thing you stand on. When you believe. The devil will try to mess with you if you think God's talking to you. Now you're still in faith then, right? You have faith that he's talking to you. But he'll try to shake that. But when you know that you know God's talking, something changes. And that's what he's doing to us. He's bringing us to that place that says, ask me. You ask me. And then you ask and he said, that's not big enough. Ask me something bigger. And you ask something you think is bigger. And he'll tell you, no, that's not enough. Ask me something bigger. Because what he's telling us is that how little I am? Is that how little I am? Make me big. Make me big. Make me big. And that's what he is. He's a God who would do anything we would ask, but we've come to the place we've shrunk him down to ask little things. And when you ask little things and you're not certain, you've made him awfully little. And what he's telling me and you is, you ask me. Ask me to do these things. Ask me to get these things done right. God will do that very thing. God will answer your prayers. He knows what you have need of. I've told you my testimony about wanting that song, Take Off Your Shoes, You're Now on Holy Ground. I'd heard it one time in Colorado. Came to a meeting here in Kansas. Meeting's about to start, and I'm frantic because I want that song. And I was going to call Colorado and have Sister Post sing it to me on the phone to remind me the words. I couldn't remember the words. And God said, drop it. Just drop it. I went back up to the cabin where we were having the meeting, and a woman came from Missouri. She said, Brother Ron, can I sing a song? And she walked over and sat down at the piano, and she began to play this song. Take off your shoes, for you are now on holy ground. And you guys, I knew God had told me to drop it because he had somebody that he was going to bring from Missouri. Don't call Colorado. You don't need a phone. I laid this on your heart. You don't need a phone. You have me. I'm going to bring this song to this place because that's who I am. So you drop looking it up. I don't need you to look it up. I just put that burden on your heart to sing it. Now tonight you're going to know when this woman sits down at the piano that I'm in the house. And I brought you this song. And that's what he does in our life. He makes that kind of difference for us. And that's where we are tonight. I'm standing on holy ground. But as he's poured out his blessings tonight, and he's poured out his blessings in this place, we have testimonies of thankfulness. We have testimonies of real things that God has done. And you guys, that's the blessing that God's brought to us. That's the preciousness of what he does. He knows how to get these things done in us. And we give him glory. We give him praise. But I know that he has yet more to be praised for. And to me, this is a precious service to be in. Because this is like walking through the book of Psalms. This is just like, it's like God saying, sing me another song. And then you sit down. God says, sing me another song. Sing me another song. Sing me one more about me. Sing one more about how you feel about me. And when you start singing, qual grande sei. What can you say about this God so great that he'll meet all your needs, answer all your prayers, watch out for you? He's already done these things in advance. He knows how to wash away yesterday. Only God can turn back the sundial of Ahaz. You got some things in your life you wish never happened. Let God turn back the sundial to way past where you were. You wake up and you think, man, I'm glad that's a dream. Well, there's some things in your life you woke up and it wasn't a dream. But God. He told him, you asked for a sign. He said, should the sun go forward 15 degrees or should it go back? He said, well, it'd be nothing to go forward. I want you to take it back. This earth is traveling at 1,000 miles an hour at the equator. Because the earth is 24,000 miles around and it takes 24 hours for us to go around. This earth is traveling at 1,000 miles an hour. And he stopped it. And then he reversed it. Because the sun isn't going around us. We are spinning. And he just said, okay, let me give you a sign. I will stop the earth and I will turn it backwards. 1,000 miles an hour. He didn't say, that's too big. That's too big. Nothing's too big. For years I travel a road all alone. My heart had lost every joy, every song. Then grace placed me right where I belong. And mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. Mercy rewrote my life. I could have fallen. Mercy rewrote my life. My mistakes, thank God, were turned into miracles. Every tear was turned, thank you, Jesus,
into joy.
My sins forgiven, and a new name was written when mercy rewrote my life. Thank you, Jesus. Mercy. Mercy rewrote my life. Thank you, Jesus. I could have fallen, my soul cast down, but mercy
rewrote my
life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Precious presence of God in this place. I thank God for what He's doing in our lives, through our lives, because of our lives, to accomplish in us what He wants. Get those things finished that only His Spirit could finish. So now, Benjamin would like to sing, I Will Call Upon the Lord. And we cannot forget that. Because when it seems like the devil's chasing you, and He's promised to pummel you, you have to remind Him, I will call upon the Lord. And then throw in that real quick thing, who's worthy to be praised? Because you want to get to the next part first so that He knows before He touches you what He's messing with. So shall I be safe from mine enemies. God lives. And you know what He lives for? To make intercession for you. He ever liveth to make intercession for you. I don't know if that encouraged you, but wow, that encourages me. Because there's been some times that it just seemed like I got knocked down by a steamroller and I could always hear this voice before the throne standing up for me. The high priest, the Son of God, the Son of God. And He's praying for me. And I can tell you it does something to me to know that God is doing that right now, right this minute for me and for you. So, you can call on God, who is worthy to be praised. We don't interject the praise enough in our calling out to God when it looks like we're going to get pummeled by the devil, yes? But praising Him is a perfect interjection. Who is worthy to be praised? Worthy to be praised. I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Who is worthy to be praised?
So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Who is worthy to be praised?
Who is worthy to be praised?
So shall I be saved from my enemies. was going to dance before the Lord. And I leave that to the children and the dancers most of the time. But I have undoubtedly been grabbed by the presence of the Lord, even on this platform.
Amen.
And I do remember dancing myself past the end of my guitar chord.
A few times.
And coming to myself in that back corner. Oh, yeah. Let my feet praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can let your feet praise the Lord. Maybe you've never let your feet praise the Lord. That's a white people thing, I got to tell you. White people don't want their feet to praise the Lord because they think they won't look dignified. So you want to throw that out and dance like a little child again, am I right?
Amen.
Ethan, when he was little, man, he could dance. In fact, we got a movie about the penguins, and they had a penguin that had happy feet, and he could dance like that. And he might dance for you tonight. Because dancing comes easy when you're praising God. Praise Him with your breath.
Oh, thank you.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
Shall I be saved from my enemy? The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock. Let the God of my salvation be exalted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, we came to praise the Lord tonight. You could tell that. God knows how to get us into that place where we forget about us. Stare up towards Him. One more time. Hallelujah. I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord.
To be praised. Shall I be saved from my enemy?
The Lord has just to be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and let the be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Praised.
God, you alone are worthy to be magnified. God, you alone worthy to be exalted. God, we've come into this place tonight empty and dry. And God, you have opened up the fountains of heaven. And God poured about upon us, Lord, this glorious grace and mercy. God, you have lifted us up into the heavenlies to rejoice in you. God, we praise you for all that you are, for everything that you do. Glory to your name, Jesus. God, I can't think of any place on earth I'd rather be. And God, I want to pray right now, Lord, for every person that could have been here tonight and didn't get it. God, I wish everybody that I knew could have been in this place tonight. God, where you're pouring out your Holy Spirit. God, where you've opened up the windows of heaven. God, where you're ministering to every heart and to every need and to every request. God, as we make you large with our requests, God, you have received them. And glory to your name, God. Lord, these things are accomplished in us as only you can do it. God Almighty, we praise you. God, we praise you, Jesus. God, we magnify your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we praise your great name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Take off your shoes, you are now on holy ground. And be glad for the truth that you have found. You did not pass this way by chance. No, you were led here by God's hand. Take off your shoes, for you are now on holy ground. I believe that. I don't believe you came by accident. You are now on holy ground. And be glad for the truth that you have found. You did not pass this way by chance. No, you were led here by God's hand. Take off your shoes, for you are now on holy ground. You're born of God, you're not a servant, you're a son. Born of God, you're not a servant, you're a son. Predestinated by God's love to overcome. Predestinated by God's word to overcome. You did not come this way by chance. No, you were led here by God's hand. You're born of God, you're not a servant, you're a son. Let's go back to that. Take off your shoes, you are now on holy ground. That's what it feels like in here to me. And glad for the truth that you have found. Thank you, Jesus. You did not pass this way by chance. No, you were led here by God's hand. Take off your shoes, for you are now on holy ground. Thank you, Jesus. There's nothing more precious than being where God puts you. And knowing that you didn't come here by chance. He really did bring you here. Moses wasn't in that wilderness by that burning tree by accident. He was not. The day he was born and his mother said, I will not kill him. The day she decided to risk the whole family's life to keep him. She had no plan because you can't raise a baby who cries in a country who cannot have those boy babies in their house. God just told her, I'd put her over there by Pharaoh's daughter. She don't have no babies. Let that baby touch her heart. You think, well, she'll probably have the maidens drown him. I don't know. It's just my idea, but it wasn't her idea. It was God's plan. He put that baby over there, Pharaoh's daughter. Took one look at that baby that should have been drowned. She knew her brother ruled that kingdom with an iron fist. How dare she bring home a Hebrew baby to his palace, to his castle, to his home. And she just picked that baby up. This was God's plan. She wrapped him up in her arms. She said, I'm taking him home. I'm taking him home. She saw his sister over there. She said, I need a Hebrew woman to nurse this baby. She knew that little girl was standing over there because she belonged to that baby. She knew the mother that had the milk for the baby. And that woman would trust them to take that baby back. You take my baby back. This is my baby. You take my baby back and you feed my baby. What glory it is that God would give that mother. She'd give him 2 years. I don't know how long it would take. If it was my baby, he'd be 9 when he got weaned. I don't know. But the thing is, she had that baby in her house, and he could cry. He could throw a fit. People come and say, wait a minute, whoa, 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 you got a boy baby. Yes, this is, go ask Pharaoh's daughter. You go ask her about the baby. Oh, yeah, yeah. You leave the baby alone. Her baby. God knows how to do that. But out there on that wilderness plain, God set a trail on fire. When God wants to talk to you, you can't miss it. The devil will tell you, well, I don't think you would know. I don't think you would know. Well, here's what God does. If you need a tree burning, he'll burn a tree. If he needs to do something. that you've never seen, he will do that. That's the kind of God he is. He knows how to do it. He knows how to tell you. He knows how to prepare it. You don't need to worry. You do not need to worry. If you bear the agony of the beating he did and the death on the cross he did to buy you, then he's not going to just let you fall through his hands. He's not going to let the devil defeat you. He's not going to let you be robbed. He's not. It's the kind of God he is. So he'll turn things around for you. How many know that's right? He'll turn it around. Knows how to get those things set in the right direction. Anybody else like to step out on holy ground? Yes, I remember the first two words, or three words, the king and I. The king and I, not long. Thank you, Jesus. The king and I, not long ago, were strangers. I walked alone, not knowing why, until he came and he put his arms around me. Now we're not strangers, the King and I. Why he should care for me will always be a mystery. He holds the whole world in his hands, but what am I? And so my heart somehow can't help but wonder why we're together. Thank you, Jesus. The King and I. The King and I walk down life's road together, where many people go passing by. greatest one, that's you, Jesus. And I, a lowly beggar, that's me, walk hand in hand. The King and I, why He should care for me will always be a mystery. He holds the whole world in His hands, but what am I? And so my heart somehow can't help but wonder why we're together. All right, thank you, God. All right. Thank God for everybody's here, Mike. Indeed you can. She can sing that. Yeah, yeah. Okay, while Mike and Sarah are coming.
So give us a minute. We're going to practice something really quick.
Yes. she does. Oh, thank you, Linda. Bless you. Bless you.
Whatever Steve pays you is not enough money. I'm not as good of a guitar player as Jeff, so I have to cheat a little bit. So I said, can Jeff play guitar with his finger cut like that? I said, Jeff can play guitar better than just about anybody I know with three fingers. It's not going to slow him down any. But God gave Sarah and I this song a long time ago. And we didn't know that we would live it like we have. Last year I was praying, and I think I've told just about everybody that will stand still long enough for me to tell them this testimony. But I was praying, and I started marking days. I just said, God, I'm going to serve you with all my heart today. And this mark on the wall is proof that I'm just yours, and you have my tomorrows. I'm just giving them all to you. And so the first day I didn't feel anything. Didn't feel any better, didn't feel any different. I just made the mark. But I'd written my mind is made up. So the thing Ron has pounded into us over the years is that you really got to make your mind up. So, because the devil will try to take it away from you. And I just kept making marks, and the devil would say, this isn't going to work. But I'd written some scriptures down and put them on my wall, and one of them was, draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. And I knew I needed him. If you've ever had him step in the room when you needed him, you know what it's like to have him show up. And I remember telling the devil one day, I don't care if I have to make, I figured it out, 365 days in a year. So if you make marks like that for 10 years, it'd be 3,650 marks or so. And so I just said, I don't care if I have to make 3,000 marks on the wall. I don't care if I fill up that wall and have to go to the next wall. I'm just going to keep serving God with all my heart, and it does not matter what it feels like today. And God just did miracles. Sarah and I could spend hours talking to you about the things he did that only he could do. And the most precious thing he did for me was prove to me that he loved me and did something in me so that I could believe his word. I could just believe him. And so I want to tell people wherever I go that God will never let you down. You wait on him. And it doesn't matter if you have to wait. He'll bring you comfort.
Seems like it's been so long since I heard your voice. Now I've known to feel your touch.
I believe though I don't see how everything's gonna be alright. Just hold on by faith. I am waiting for my comfort, waiting for him to appear. When I see him, I know everything's gonna be alright. I am waiting for my comfort.
Still in him, rejoicing in the day he's made, denying doubt and fear a place in my. I'll hold on by faith. I am waiting for my comfort, waiting for Him to appear. And when I see Him, I know everything is gonna be alright. I am waiting for my comfort.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When the storms of life are raging, when I'm pressed on every side, this is my answer. I will bow my head and pray.
I'll hold on by faith.
I am waiting for my comfort, waiting for Him to appear. And when I see Him, I know everything is gonna be alright. I am waiting for my comfort.
And you know the devil will try to tell you that the longer you wait, He ain't coming.
I am waiting.
But I can tell you today that God's coming.
I am waiting.
There will be a day where you will feel His presence.
I am waiting for my comfort.
In a moment when you need Him, you call out to Him and He is faithful to come.
I am waiting
for
my comfort. When I see Him, I know everything is gonna be alright. When I see Him, I know everything is gonna be alright. When I see Him, I know everything is gonna be alright.